Shinaim Dalid, Siv Gimel. Chotzer Ktan, Shinifer Tzokodim Shabbos, Vim Lui Lug Doyle. There's a courtyard that has walls around it and connected to one which is larger than it. So, when you're standing in the small one, you do not see any walls between you and the large one. But if you're standing in the large ones, you see that the difference in width between you and a narrow one does create a separation between the large and the small one. So, if you have this situation, the opening between the two of them is not more than 10 amos. Each one initially made an Erev independently, so the bigger one can still use his side because he lemaisa has a recognition that he's separate from the small one. The small one, in a case where they didn't make an Erev together, he cannot take things from his house and put it to his own chatzah because his chatzah is totally open to the big one. This is a very big chiddush. Even though I'm standing in this wall, when I look forward, I don't see anything separating between me and the big one. But if I look around the bend, I see that the end of my chatzah, the walls get wider. That's good enough to be considered that I'm separated from the other side. So if you have that situation, even the katana could carry things from his house into his side. But if the walls of the katana were jutting further in past the wider walls of the gdola, so when you get to the end of your walls, there's nothing outside of it because the other walls are behind it, then in that situation is considered I'm completely open. So in order to ask the katana, it has to be that the walls of the katana are going past the area where the walls of the gedola are, and also they have to be less than 3 tefachim away from the walls of the sides of the gedola, otherwise they're also considered connected to them.